Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming tourism finally winning in digital search. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Wyoming Tourism Director Diane Schober says Wyoming is finally winning the battle for travelers' attention in a space that, for a long time, had Wyoming at the bottom compared to Montana, Utah, Colorado, and Nevada. One of the things that's been happening for years, according to Wyoming Office of Tourism Executive Director Diane Schober, is when you do an online search, Wyoming isn't in the top 40 search results. Senator Mike Giroux of Jackson told Schober he'd just done that search and Wyoming was near the top of the list. Quote, "The bad news is Montana came up first," he said, "but Wyoming was second and third. So it seems like the investment is starting to pay off." Schober was beaming at the news. Quote, "You can pay to be elevated," said Schober, "and that takes a lot of money too, and competitors are doing it. Over time, as more and more people discover Wyoming online content and click on it, that helps keep the Cowboy State at the top of the organic search list that money doesn't buy," Schober said. This year, Schober has a much larger budget to work with to stay at the top of the search list, which informs many travelers' decisions about where to spend their travel and vacation money. Thanks to changing the Wyoming Department of Tourism budget from a general fund allocation to a 3% statewide lodging tax. The revenue now supporting the office's mission of elevating Wyoming tourism is $15 million more for the biennium, or about $7.5 million more per year. The additional funding will also be used to beef up messages to those coming here to help educate them about dangerous behaviors like taunting bears, trying to pet elk, or stepping off trails in Yellowstone to take a dip in what turns out to be a deadly hot pot. Schober said the messaging will take a more direct and bolder approach to that in years past. Particular emphasis will be put on catching tourists before they arrive. Quote, "Visitors want to do the right thing," she said. "We just have to help them understand how and what the right thing is." A component of all that marketing involves tracking the number of clicks and impressions to ensure the campaign is working as intended. According to Cowboy State Daily, impressions for this summer's campaign already show more than 189 million impressions, for which the goal is 205 million. Clicks, meanwhile, which reflect consumers interacting with the content and going deeper into that intent to travel funnel, are at 844,659, according to Schober. Quote, "The total goal for the campaign is 910,000 clicks," she said. "We are almost there. We will by far exceed that before the time the campaign is over." For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.